This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning 23rd of April. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Donald Trump is now President of the United States and will start his administration with a slew of confirmation hearings and congressional labors to overturn the work of the Obama administration. Meanwhile, the top woman in his administration, Kellyanne Conway, will address an anti-abortion March for Life rally on Friday. On Monday, French presidential candidate François Fillon and German Chancellor Angela Merkel meet in Berlin to discuss relations with the new U.S. administration and Brexit negotiating strategy. Fillon, the Republican Party candidate, is the current favorite to win the elections in April-May. French socialists choose their candidate on Sunday, the same day that Germany's Social Democrats choose the person to run against Chancellor Merkel in German federal elections. The right of Parliament to vote on the start of Brexit negotiations will be finally decided by the UK Supreme Court on Tuesday. In another court case, the Italian Constitutional Court will rule on the legitimacy of a new electoral law. Peace talks between Syria's President Assad and non-jihadist rebel groups finally start in Kazakhstan on Monday. The talks will be co-hosted by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Syria will also be discussed at the UN Security Council on Thursday. On the entertainment side, it is the Oscar nominations on Tuesday. La La Land is the front runner for Best Picture. And finally, Tuesday is America's National Opposite Day, when children are encouraged to say and do the opposite of what they mean. The event dates back to the 1920s. Perhaps in the 21st century, it should be renamed Post-Truth Day. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 23rd of April. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. And he's off! Donald Trump starts his first full week as President of the United States with the focus on overturning the work of his predecessor and securing Senate approval for his appointments. Friday is a self-imposed deadline for congressional repeal of Obamacare, and up for confirmation hearings are Mick Mulvaney, Director of the Office of Management Budget, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Linda McMahon, Administrator of Small Business Administrations, and Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. One of the key planks in Trump's election platform was overturning pro-abortion Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade, and one of the key events in the anti-abortion calendar is the March for Life rally on Friday. This year's rally will be addressed by the highest-ranking woman in the Trump administration, Kellyanne Conway. Working with the Trump administration will be the top of the agenda item when French presidential candidate François Fillon and German Chancellor Angela Merkel meet in Berlin on Monday. Fillon, the Republican Party candidate, is the current favorite to win the elections in April and May. On Sunday, the French Socialist Party stages the second round of its presidential primaries. On the same day, Germany's Social Democratic Party, the SPD, decides who faces Angela Merkel in German federal elections in the autumn. The UK Supreme Court on Tuesday rules on whether or not Parliament must vote to invoke Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty, the legal step required to open Brexit negotiation. Last week, Prime Minister Theresa May revealed that she's going for a hard Brexit, which will take Britain outside both the single market and the customs union. There's also a big court case in Italy on Tuesday when the Constitutional Court holds a hearing on the legitimacy of a new electoral law. The outcome will determine whether fresh elections are called. Russian-organized Syrian peace talks finally get underway in Kazakhstan on Monday. The talks are co-hosted by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. The Turks have asked for the U.S. to be included, but have been blocked by Iran. However, the U.S. will be represented at UN-organized talks on Syria in Geneva next month, and Syria will be discussed at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. On the entertainment side, it's the Oscar nominations on Tuesday. La La Land is the front runner for Best Picture, and its star Emma Stone is tipped for Best Actress. The Best Actor Award appears to be a three-way race between Denzel Washington, Casey Affleck, and Ryan Gosling. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.